Good evening. I call to order this City of Blair Special Council Meeting and Budget Hearing. We'll begin with roll call.
Baker?
Here.
Olson?
Here.
Schenk?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Samuel?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Eichos?
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you, Brenda. We'll open a public hearing on the fiscal year 2023-2024 budget. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Welcome, and welcome to those who are in the audience tonight. Just a reminder, this is a required budget hearing, in public hearing. So I'll do a little presentation of some of the numbers that we've got before us. Again, some of the data sheets are up here, so encourage those in the audience who don't have them in front of you to go ahead and get a copy of all that. And then ultimately, when I'm done with my little presentation, the citizens will have an opportunity to get up and make some statements. State law does require that this is an untimed meeting. So technically, it can go on for as long as individuals here want to speak about it. But ultimately, what they're doing is giving their input tonight. When all the input is done and no one else wants to speak, the mayor will go ahead and close the public hearing for that. We'll have another public hearing regarding the levy. I'll talk more about that a little bit later during this meeting as well. And then when they close that public hearing, that's pretty much the end of it. There's no action that the council takes during this particular session. Then once this meeting is done, whatever that is, if it's before 7 o'clock, we'll pause and wait until 7 for the city council meeting. If it goes beyond 7 o'clock, we'll have just a little bit of a bathroom break there for everyone, and then gather back together for the 7 o'clock meeting. And that's when you'll have opportunities to actually make your decisions tonight. So Aaron, why don't you go ahead and shift over to the PowerPoint, if you would. Again, lots of numbers to be looking at. I apologize to those who are looking at the screen, which is why I printed out. Unfortunately, the details didn't show very well on this. But you've got this sheet in front of you, and I think the council members have seen it a couple different times. If you recall back in the middle of August, we actually had a budget workshop for the council where we looked at a lot more detail of the budget, just for the sake of the audience to know how diligent the council has been. That meeting went 4 hours. There were lots of details to look at that night. So tonight we're pretty much looking at the summations of each of the different categories. And let me just kind of explain a little bit about what's going on in this year's budget. One of the key things to understand is the large increase in valuation that was determined by the county assessor's office this year. There was a 22.34% increase in valuations across the city. So that large increase was primarily due to one facility that's in the city limits, which is the Dollar General Distribution Center, and the valuation that was generated by that particular facility. Many other homeowners, though, will tell you that their individual homeowner, the home valuations went up as well. I'll try to reflect a little bit about what that looks like here. So obviously with a 22%+ increase in valuation, there's an opportunity there for some growth in what budgets are allowed with the city. The state now has a form, and I'm going to show that form here in just a minute, that talks about allowable growth. And allowable growth is dependent upon the actual property valuation growth that is in your community because of real development that takes place, brand new development that takes place. And according again to the county assessor's office, Blair's real growth this year was 17.61%. And so therefore, theoretically, our tax asking, the dollar amount that we asked to come from the citizens, could also go up 17.61%, and we wouldn't have to appear at the joint county tax meeting that's coming up on the 21st. What you see before us tonight in this year's budget is an increase of just 14%. So it could have gone up 17.6%, we're only going up 14%, and a large part of that is obviously because of the inflation that the whole nation has been seeing. Well, because of the valuation increase and then our increase, the levy is actually going to decrease this year. So the actual percentage number, and I'll show you that on the page here in just a second, is actually decreasing 7%. Now what that ultimately means is that if you have a homeowner in town whose house valuation went up 7%, they'll pay exactly the same amount in city tax this upcoming year as they did this current year, even though their valuation went up. If their valuation maybe got increased last year but not this year, they'll actually see a tax decrease in what they actually pay for city tax. Again, there's lots of other taxes that are rolled into this, school being one of the largest ones that's out there. Of course, for those who have homes and their valuation went up 10, 15, 20%, basically take that percentage minus 7%, and that's the real number that that they would ultimately end up paying. General fund, you'll see on this particular page here, is at the top of the page. And again, it's a little bit hard to read, so hopefully everyone has the printout. But general fund budget is going from last year's budget of just a little over 8.7 million to approximately almost 10.7 million this year. That's a $1,850,000 increase, primarily for three primary things. Number one, we've increased in this year's budget by $950,000 what we're setting aside for Generations Park from the city's contributions. Now keep in mind, it was budgeted last year in case we were able to get everything done and the work was done and started and some of it paid for. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened yet. What's in this upcoming fiscal year budget now for Generations Park is a total of $3.2 million. I'll tell you, depending upon ultimately what you decide tonight later on regarding bids, and if we do go back out for bids later on and move forward with that project, that $3.2 million may not be sufficient for us to accomplish everything in Generations Park. If that's the case, then we'll come back to you sometime during the year for a budget amendment. So $950,000 for Generation Park. There's a $500,000, $500,000 set aside for City Hall expansion or remodel in this year's budget. Again, we don't anticipate actually doing that work this year. This will be kind of a research year for us to determine what needs to be done. But ultimately, that will be able to be added to whatever other funds are set aside in future fiscal years for that expansion remodel. And then finally, just overall salary increases. Again, as I said, obviously, everyone's been dealing with inflation. Salary inflation has been real as well. If you recall, what we have in our budget this year is a 5% across the board increase for all of our staff and those who were on the lower end of the scale ended up with a 6% increase. So you add those up as well as a few enhancements for some of the different positions that we have here in City Hall. And that really represents the grand bulk of all of that increase in the general fund. So on the page in front of you, it talks about general fund. Again, general fund ultimately is broken up into the main city departments: administration, police, fire, parks and cemetery, library, swimming pool, zoning and building, animal control, and then you have the two contingent reserves and cash reserves that are there that gives you ultimately that $10.7 million. Then as what we go down the lower parts of the sheet is what we get into some of these other fund areas. And each of these then has their own income as well as expense categories for a variety of different reasons. Debt service, a little bit over $4 million. Street has gone up to almost $19 million. Keep in mind the South Bypass that's being constructed comes out of this particular account area. So a large part of that increase is because of the South Bypass and paying for that. The rescue squad funds are set aside simply to help purchase a new squad whenever it's needed down the road. Sales tax is where we primarily see the monies, sales tax money come in, and then the vast majority of that is then transferred into some of the other fund categories to be spent. And so the dollar amount that you see there for sales tax at almost $8 million is a reflection of the continued growth here in town, the good development that we see, and then funds that are available to be transferred. Insurance is an in-house insurance for all of our health accounts and other forms of insurance. And then you have wastewater and water. Those are two proprietary funds, we call them. Basically, the fees that are generated that people pay on their water and sewer bill should be it's intended to be sufficient to cover the expenses for those different categories. Again, we see some increase in each of those because of the development that's being done. And especially on the water side. Now, we do anticipate that, you know, some proportion of the water plant expansion will continue to be paid out this year, but you still have $54 million that's reflected in next year's accounts. And then you see some of the smaller ones that are reflected on there, hotel, motel tax, and things like that. So that's kind of on the income and expense side. If you flip that page over, and Aaron, what the next page here on the PowerPoint will be, is that you see kind of the breakdown of the valuations and things. And so for the sake of the audience that's here and has this form in front of them, there's three different columns that are represented there and show the growth in valuation overall for the city. So over the last 3 years, we've really seen some substantial growth in valuation. And again, some of this is because of revaluing of personal homes, but a large amount of this is because of the good commercial and development construction industrial development that continues to go on around town. You'll be able to see then, as you get about halfway down on the page, the total property tax levied going from last year, the middle column at $2.6 million, to this year's $2.9 million. So I had mentioned earlier that our allowable growth could have been 17.6%. We held everything at just a 14% growth. And so that is our tax, property tax request amount of just shy of $3 million. Again, I'll mention more about that. And then down below is just kind of a listing going back to 2010 of the combined levy amounts and how those have been adjusted. For a long period of time, when we had fairly modest, consistent growth, everything hung around at what we call 35 cents per $100, or the 0.35 that was in most of those columns. You'll really see, because of the growth that we've experienced the last couple of years, how that continues to go down. And this year's tax levy we're looking at would be just a 0.314463. So going on, Aaron, with the PowerPoint presentation. Again, not to bore you with too many of these details, but just to give you an example of some of the forms that are laid out for the state regarding our budget. This one is what's called the LID supporting document. Basically, for citizens to understand, most of the revenue that cities bring in from a regular basis, property taxes, sales taxes, some things like that, are what's called in state law restricted funds. And we're restricted on how much of that we can spend every year. This is a form, though, that then shows, number one, how much revenue is being brought in. We end up with almost $9 million of total funds, but you can't necessarily spend all of that. It depends on how it's going to be utilized. Down here in the lower part are some of the exceptions to the LID, and capital improvements are a major exception to that. So state law does allow us to spend things on capital improvements that are not counted towards that LID. The next page, Aaron, shows some of those, what those capital expenses are. And it's basically, you know, the improvements that we make to streets, some of the new streets and some of the newer subdivisions that we're looking at doing this particular year, potential work on Hollow Road and River Road connector trail that's going to be done, and then the large one for Generations Park. And that minuses out the $500,000 that was in last year's budget, because we can't count that twice. So it was excluded last year, can't be excluded again this year. Aaron, go on. This is just another one of the forms that shows the allowable growth. So I mentioned that real growth number. So this is last year's actual property tax taking, just a little bit over $2.6 million. Again, because of the real growth, over $114 million. And again, a large chunk of that, almost $100 million, is in that one facility. Compared to last year's valuation, that gives us the 15.6. Add that to the statutory 2% that can normally happen, and that gives us that 17.61%. So again, we could have asked for a little over $3 million in property tax from the citizens and still not had to go to that joint meeting. But we have restricted that just to the 14% growth, or the $2.9 million that we're asking for. Aaron, next page. And then this is the other sheet that you have before you, or the other page, which on one side has the city's budget hearing request. So this was advertised in the newspaper last week. Again, it ends up being a lot of numbers, but basically from 2 years ago, the actual disbursements, from last year's estimated total disbursements, and then third line down would be the upcoming proposed ones of $95,591,883.50. We've got the necessary cash reserve that we're asking for, which gives total resources then of the $98,426,949.56. Then is shown the property tax request. Again, could have gone a little over $3 million, restricted it to the 14% growth at $2,971,869.77. And then unused budget authority, which rolls forward for us, is $2,433,000 and a few other dollars. You can see down below, and this is one of the things that state statute began to require the last few years that kind of go along with these meetings. So we saw a 10% growth in our operating budget, but a 14% growth in the property tax request. The valuation, though, increased that 22% that I mentioned earlier, so therefore our tax rate request goes down 7%. And the lower number there shows what it could have been instead of the 0.314463, could have been down to 0.27 if we'd asked for the same dollar amount as had been asked for last year. Then on the back side of the page, and it's about the only thing I'm going to mention tonight from the airport, is some of the airport numbers. Again, same kind of general format. Actual disbursements from 2 years ago, last year's estimated disbursements, and then this current year for the airport work that's being done. And the only taxes that are levied towards the airport, and it's less than 2 cents that's being asked for right now, is simply for the debt that is owed at the airport, and that's at the bottom of the page, the $238,170. And we will have someone from the airport sometime in the next couple months come and kind of give you an update on where we are at regarding the airport runway expansion project. And that's the primary thing that we're really working on these days at the airport. So at that, I'll take any questions that you may have from me. Otherwise, we'll take a public comment. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll close the public hearing. And then I will open another public hearing to set the fiscal year 2023-2024 levy different than the fiscal year 2022-2023 levy.
So this is, again, a state statute required public hearing, giving the citizens an opportunity to get up and make any comments that they might want to make, and it's a very narrow focus. Again, sometimes it can be very confusing for the citizens when we talk about what taxes they end up paying and what we're levying. Oftentimes it is this little magic number that everyone's kind of focused on, but that magic number relates to two other really more important critical numbers. One is the valuation for the community, and again, that's that number that went up 22% this last year. And then ultimately, the most important, I think, is the actual tax asking, the dollar amount that we're asking the citizens to generate from based on the value of the assets that are there in the community. Again, that number is the $2.9 million that asking. This past year was $2.6 million. So when you consider all the inflation that's taken place, all the other activities that are going on, just the growth in our general fund and the needs that are there, an additional $300,000 from property tax is not a lot of money. We get the vast majority of the revenue that we end up expending from the city, really from sales tax and then from other uses. But because of the fact that we're asking for more real dollars this year than last year, that's what this public hearing is really all about. And so again, it reflects on this $2.9 million that we're asking compared to the 2.6 last year. And then ultimately, here's the new levy amount, the 0.3144 compared to the 0.33 reflected from last year. Any questions for me?
Thank you, Mr. Green. Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, I will close the public hearing.
Make a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to close this meeting. Please register your vote. For those of you who just came in, this was not
There we go.
The city council meeting. This was the special council meeting for the budget hearing. So I'm sorry, high schoolers, you don't get to leave yet.
All council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned. Good evening. I call to order this September 12th, 2023 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, Mayor of Blair, and I am pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable. I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and you can come to the podium. Brenda Wheeler, our city clerk, must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. And please direct your comments to myself, to the city council, or to staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with a roll call of members.
Hafer.
Here.
Paulson.
Here.
Shank.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
Willis.
Here.
Sandvold.
Here.
Ferrari.
Here.
Heifeld.
Here.
All members present.
Thank you. Can you please stand and join me with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Turn around here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number four, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion, a second. Please register your vote.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a second.
Are there votes already up here? Somebody else see them?
Yeah,
I don't know where they're coming from.
Okay. Hafer was the second.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. All council members present voting aye.
Thank you. Item number five. I'm going to be reading a proclamation. Whereas September is recognized as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, a time when millions of people around the world join their voices to raise awareness of suicide prevention, treatment, and recovery. Whereas this is a time that is dedicated to bringing visibility to the role everyone in the community can play in preventing suicide, and encourage all community members to know the signs, find the words, and reach out to someone they are connected about. Whereas the stigma associated with mental illness and suicidality continues to work against suicide prevention efforts by discouraging Blair Nebraska's at risk for suicide from seeking life-saving assistance and further traumatizes survivors of suicide. Whereas according to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 45,979 Americans died by suicide in 2020, making suicide the 12th leading cause of death in the USA. Whereas Blair Nebraska publicly places its full support behind those who work in the fields of mental health, education, and law enforcement. Whereas I encourage all residents to take the time to understand the importance of mental health education and recognize that taking care of ourselves and others includes taking care of mental health. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Mindy Rump, Mayor of Blair, Nebraska, do hereby proclaim the month of September 2023 as National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month in the city of Blair. And I believe we have some representatives from the hospital here, as well as Senior Life Solutions, is that correct? Item number six, consider ordinance 2509 to adopt the budget statement for fiscal year 2023 and 24 and to be termed the annual appropriation bill, appropriating such sums of money necessary to defray all necessary expenses and liabilities of the city of Blair, Nebraska for fiscal year 2023 and 2024.
Mr. Mayor, what you have before you in this ordinance tonight is, as the mayor stated, the actual appropriation for funds. Let me officially go ahead and read the various categories that are listed here for general fund. So with this, you will be appropriating for the general fund $10,677,798.78. For debt service, $4,052,148.83. For the street fund, which again incorporates the South Bypass, $18,984,479.42. Rescue Squad, $530,892.95. Sales tax, again, primarily bringing in sales tax and then distributing it out to the various other funds, $7,895,686.26. For health and benefit insurance, $410,844.16. Wastewater, which again, primary revenues come in from the water and sewer fees, $4,859,806.65. From water, again, primary revenue coming in from the sale of water, both in the industrial area as well as in the city, $54,361,837.22. Hotel and lodging taxes, which we've seen a good increase on because of the additional hotels here in town, $351,751.78. Donated funds, which are a variety of different funds that people donate to for community causes, $191,685.46. For economic development, which is through our LD 840 program, $1,083,992.86. From Keno, which is generated and then used for community development, $223,922.57. And then we have a variety of different TIF districts that are located here in town, encouraging the development that's taking place there. Again, revenues are paid by the property owners in those areas, and then the excess revenue is distributed back over a 15-year period. So for TIF 3, this coming year, $51,200. TIF 4, $195,316.21. TIF 5, $38,281.52. And two of the newer ones, TIF 6, only $6,000 this year is anticipated. And then TIF 7, $7,500. So those, with the passage of this resolution, those funds would be appropriated or authorized by you to be spent by the city this coming year. Any questions?
Thank you.
Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll have an introduction of the ordinance.
I'll introduce ordinance number 2509.
An ordinance to adopt the budget statement to be termed the annual appropriation bill to appropriate sums for necessary expenses and liabilities of the city of Blair, Nebraska for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of October 2023, and specifying the object and purpose of each appropriation and the amount for each object and purpose to put in all ordinance conflict therewith, and providing this ordinance shall be in full force and effect and provided for publication as the ordinance can perform.
I move that the statutory rule regarding reading of three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
Question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring a reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. In order to adopt the budget statement to be termed the annual appropriation bill to appropriate sums for necessary expenses and liabilities of the city of Blair, Nebraska for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of October 2023 and specifying the object and purpose of each appropriation and the amount for each object and purpose, repealing all ordinance conflict herewith and providing this ordinance to be a full first effect and providing for publication as ordinance in pamphlet form.
I move for the final passage of ordinance number 2509.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2509 be passed and adopted? Please vote.
Council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2509 duly adopted. Item number 7, consider resolution number 2023-39 to allow for the fiscal year budget 2024 to increase the budget lid limit of an additional 1% from 2.5% to 3.5%. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, this reflects back on one of the forms that we looked at back during the budget hearing. Previously, again, this deals with restricted funds. Again, restricted funds are those primary normal funds that local governments are able to generate. The two most common that people think about would be property taxes and then sales tax. They're called restricted funds because the state legislature restricts how much of that you can actually spend each year, how much authority that you have to spend. People get really confused when they hear the term restricted funds because they think we're restricted on how much might come in. You could have $10 million in sales tax come in, but if your restricted authority is only $2 million, that's all you can spend. And ultimately, if you generate too much of that and your cash reserve gets too high, you ultimately have to give some of that money back. And so the restriction is not on what comes in, the restriction is on how much you can spend or how much of that you can use. State statute normally allows you just a 2.5% increase every year. And that's wonderful when inflation's at 1.5%. But when you're running at 6 to 8% inflation, to be limited, to be only able to spend an additional 2.5% is really, really difficult. So state law does allow the elected board to vote specifically every year to increase that by an additional 1%. And that's what we're asking you to do tonight. Historically, the council has always done that. It just continues to increase then what that ongoing restricted fund dollar amount ends up being. And I would encourage you or remind you too, there's a compounding effect of that. If you didn't do it one previous year, you're a percent behind, and you're going to continue to be a percent behind where you could have been every single year going forward for the rest of time until maybe the legislature changes things sometime down the road. So at least from a staff perspective, I would strongly encourage you to continue on with that increase to the 3.5%. So any questions?
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the public? Having none, I'll entertain introduction. I can't introduce.
I'll introduce resolution 2023-39.
Second.
Resolution number 2023-39 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf to allow for the fiscal year budget 2024 to increase the budget live limit of an additional 1% from 2.5% to 3.5%.
I move to adopt resolution 2023-39 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-39. As presented, please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8. Consider resolution number 2023-40 setting the levy for the City of Blair and Blair Airport Authority for fiscal year 2023 and 2024. Mr. Green.
Thank you. So this is the last of the big three budget items before you tonight, and I hate to bore you with this, but state statute does require that a number of specific things be listed and mentioned during the meeting. So I'm just going to read this verbatim that's in the resolution before you tonight. But again, it all deals with the actual property tax request or the taking of the dollar amounts that you're asking for in this particular budget. So here's the fund. Number one. The 2023-2024 fiscal year property tax will be set at general fund of $2,433,534.20, the street fund at $243,022.65, and debt service at $295,312.92, for a total this year of $2,971,869.77. Number two, the total assessed value of property, which this year now is $945,061,827, differs from last year's total assessed value, which was $772,469,160, by 22.34%. So again, during the hearing, I'd mentioned that, but that's that growth that we saw here in the community. Number three. The tax rate, which would levy the same amount of property taxes as last year, so if we would have had just the same asking, when multiplied by the new total assessed value of property, would be 0.275849 per $100 of assessed value. Number four, the City of Blair proposes to adopt a property tax request that will cause its tax rate to be as follows. For the general fund, 0.2575, for the street fund 0.025715, debt service 0.031248, so for a total now of 0.314463, and again, that's per $100 of assessed value. Number five, based on the proposed property tax request and changes in other revenues, the total operating budget of the City of Blair will increase by 10%. And then finally, number six, that the proposed budget for fiscal year 2023-2024 for the City of Blair will require an increase in property taxes of 14% from the previous year. Again, it's an increase of 14%, but valuations went up to 22.6%, and actually the levy then goes down, the difference between those two numbers, the 7% that we saw earlier. Be it further authorized then that for the airport itself, that levy would be set at 0.025202 per $100 in valuation. So roughly 2.5 cents per $100 of valuation for the airport. And again, just a reminder, that is for debt service only at the airport. All the operating expenses are generated on site. Any questions?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the public? Having none. Would someone like to introduce?
I introduce resolution number 2023-40.
Resolution number 2023-40 was introduced by Councilmember Schenck, setting the levy for the City of Blair and Blair Airport Authority for fiscal year 2023-2024.
I move to adopt resolution number 2023-40 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-40 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number nine. Consider rejecting the bids received for the construction of Generations Park. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Generations Park is, and I think will be, a significant development here in the City of Blair. Council before me, committees, groups have worked hard on laying out the design for this park. And so we went out for bid a little over a month ago, anticipating bids to come back in at roughly $3.5 million. Unfortunately, they were twice that expensive. Just a little bit over $7 million when you took the regular Generations Park as well as the amphitheater, and those funds would have been coming then from the Library Foundation. We've had several meetings since then, both with the low bidder as well as the engineering firm JEO, just to look at what, you know, what was so wrong on their original estimate. A lot of it has been inflation and how it's just actually impacted the economy. Construction costs are extremely high these days. The timing has probably a little bit to play with that as well. All the general contractors that we spoke with said that they had a very difficult time getting any actual estimates from the subs that they would end up working with, the plumbers and the electricians and bricklayers and others that might not be part of their regular crew. And so they were all kind of shooting in the dark over what dollar amounts they might end up going with. Again, raw materials are very high because of the splash pad. There's a lot of crushed rock under base underneath the splash pad area. That all ended up being very expensive. We probably maybe had some things that we could do away with as far as the extension of trails and sidewalk and other things that were going to places where people would like to use them, but you could walk a little bit farther and take another piece of sidewalk to get back into that facility. So we sat down earlier this week and looked at a wide variety of different things that we could probably cut, some different ways that we could maybe do some of the work in-house by using some of our own departments. And we've done that before when the library was originally built. Our own utilities crew put in the water and sewer lines. So I think there's a variety of different things that we're looking at doing. JEO is kind of reworking the plans right now with the expectation that maybe in November we would go back out for bid and look for a spring construction period where hopefully pencils are all a bit sharper and we can try to save some money that way. So all being said though, our encouragement for you tonight is just to go ahead and reject all the bids that were received and we'll continue to push forward with this project. Any questions for me?
When did GAO give us the original estimate?
It was developed as the whole project was kind of being worked on. And it's been, I mean, even the 5 months now that I've been here, you know, there's been some substantial changes, partly to the bathroom facility, the winterizing of it all to make sure that it was now a 12 month restroom. It may not have been that before. Obviously, the amphitheater and some of the things that went with that, lighting. So it was probably maybe a month before we went out for bid that we really had kind of an estimate on what they were anticipating it was going to be. And obviously, it was substantially far short.
No other questions for Mr. Green? Any comments from the public? Having none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to reject the bids received for the construction of Generations Park.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to reject the bids received for the construction of Generations Park. Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 10. Resolution number 2023-41, approving the mayoral appointment of Aaron Wattenbach as a Blair part-time police officer.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I don't know if you remember, last meeting you approved two new policies for the police department that allowed us to go out and advertise for a part-time position. We did that and we had one application that came in. We went through testing on that, went through an interview process. He comes highly recommended by his old boss. With that being said, we all probably know who this is, but I would recommend to the mayor and the council to appoint Aaron Wattenbach.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for Chief Lager? Mm-hmm. Aaron passed the background checks and completed an internal interview process, and as he was a full-time police officer recently with the City of Blair, I see no reason why he wouldn't be recommended as a part-time officer. So we're looking for a introduction.
I will introduce resolution number 2023-41.
Resolution number 2023-41, approving the mayoral appointment of Aaron Wattenbach as a part-time police officer.
Make a motion to adopt resolution number 2023-41 as presented.
Second. We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-41 as presented. Please vote.
Council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 11, the swearing in of new part-time Blair Police Officer Aaron Wattenbach. She needs an oil can.
I used to do that when we adjourned.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Aye. Aaron Wattenbach.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
The Constitution of the State of Nebraska.
And the ordinances of the City of Blair, Nebraska.
And the ordinances of the City of Blair, Nebraska.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And perform faithfully and impartially.
And perform faithfully and impartially.
The duties of a police officer.
The duties of a police officer.
According to the law.
To the best of my ability.
So help me God. Congratulations.
Welcome back.
I'll make sure I get everybody.
Anyway, congratulations.
Stay safe.
Thank you.
Huh?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Happy you too, Chief.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Item number 12. Mr. Shank. This evening I'm going to present to Andrew Shank in recognition of appreciation for his dedication and leadership as a member of the Blair City Council from December of 2020 to September of 2023. We thank you very much for your time and dedication. You'll be missed.
Appreciate it.
I just want to say thank you for allowing me to serve as a councilman. I never took it lightly, and at the prompting of a certain individual in this room who will remain nameless at the moment, and being on the several years ago, Franklin Graham came out to the Capitol in Lincoln and had a meeting out there, and God spoke to my heart about taking the challenge that Mr. Graham laid out that day. And then, of course, someone tonight urged me to be involved. And so, actually, a couple people. And so that's where it began. It took a while to, I couldn't kick him out when I ran against Frank. So I had to wait. And so I was able to be elected, and I have enjoyed it. I'm not happy about having to step down, but I want to clear the air because I don't know how many phone calls and things has gone out. As you know, I have a business in town that is still going. I still own it. I'm just stepping aside from that, and I'm having to pursue another career because of some life changes that have taken place in my life in the last year and a half. So in order to keep moving along, I've had to take a parallel path. Sometimes in life we have to do that. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord opened up a door, and I'm walking through that door. But I will say tonight that I am grateful to serve with some of the finest people in Blair, I think, that sit on this council. They give their time. Yes, we get a paycheck, but you don't understand some of the hours that we spend researching things out, checking up on Phil, and that sort of thing. And just kidding there. But I really appreciate it, and I'm grateful, and I will miss coming because this is one of the highlights of my life, is coming in here and doing this. And I'm going to miss those things and miss coming. My job won't allow me to be in two places at one time. So thank you so much tonight for this, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Mr. Green, like you haven't been up here enough tonight.
Thank you. And staff will tell you that checking up on me is a full-time job. First off, I'd like to start with a praise God, the budget's done. it's been quite an experience, but a good learning one. So appreciate all the great input. And one of the key things that I really want to lay out before all of you is that this should be much more of a 12-month process than a cram it into 2 or 3 months kind of a process. So I really look forward to working with all of you individually, the committees that you sit on, to kind of begin to glean more information from you so we can kind of help put together a good program again then for the next fiscal year, and one that really reflects all of your desires and interests. Just a reminder, and Chief Logger, I think, sent you an email earlier that the Police Department Garage is going to be having its ribbon cutting coming up Thursday this week at 10 o'clock. And so I encourage all of you, if you're available, to come over for that, 10 o'clock on Thursday. Again, just a reminder that you approved the budget tonight. Internal in that budget were things like salary increases. So you'll have those ordinances before you at the next council meeting coming up on September 26th, as well as implementing all of the issues that have been negotiated with the Employee Bargaining Committee. And so that'll be coming up in 2 weeks. And I just want to extend my own personal thank you to Andrew Shank. Appreciate you, brother, for all that you've done and the work that you've done here in the community. Remember the fond days of the Planning Commission. And I especially remember this new-to-town pastor who was standing at the counter and couldn't begin to realize why we would require parking stalls for their church and how they were supposed to work all that out. So,
oh, yeah.
we've come a long ways together for what the Lord has done. so I appreciate that. Any questions from any of you?
All right. Even though it was yesterday, I would like to take a moment of silence to remember 9/11. So if everybody just bow your heads. Thank you very much. And with that, I would make a motion to adjourn our meeting.
Second. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Meeting adjourned.